but the Spirit of God. Even as Romans said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies, and you shall be caught up. Mortal, this is mortality, and you shall be changed into immortality as the angels. But the Holy Ghost has got to dwell on the inside. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9. The Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all that is true. Because we walked in our way for so long, God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir. Such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work, and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do what I have commanded you to do. You keep my commandments. Why? Because my people serve me so much with their lips, and their hearts are so far from me. Amen. But God, being the one that tries the reins of every man's heart, God knows everything. And enough love within God to chastise us, to rebuke us, that we may have another chance to get it right. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance to make it, to get it right. Remember Psalms, the 30th chapter. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come when the time is for it to come. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ abides in abundance. And now, to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is
mine. What time is gonna start pulling higher?
Give me the strength to be able to live it for him. sleep on the side of him and nudge him and say, how can you sleep in all this? Nudge him and let him know, how can you sleep in all of this? How come she won't hurry up and get to the word? Because he don't tell me to get there yet. See, that's what's wrong today. Children want to teach the parents. The sheep want to teach the shepherd. But I'm the wrong one. I'm going to follow the real shepherd. And I'm going to teach you how to. I give you honor for the works that you've done. I know the struggle. I know the pain. And you look beautiful, lady. I love it, love it, love it. In the word, oh Lord, lead me, guide me. If God can just get us to humble ourselves, we talk a whole lot of talk. But do you really mean what you say? When he come before you and want to lead you, because you feel you should go right, and he say no, go left. Remember you asked him. You asked him to lead you. Doesn't matter how many degrees you got or how good you can sing, soar, and whatever and more. You asked him to order my steps, Lord. You got to remember, he said, I only rebuke them I love. If you ain't getting no rebuke, it's because he don't love you, and I ain't going to use the word. I don't know, it's in the Bible. Sure enough is in there. This Facebook group we got today, they put me on there. They'll stick me on Facebook. See, I got proof, she said. Do you see this word here? That cussing preacher up in here, I'm a cussing. Woo! I know your labor. Whoa! Dealing with God's sheep. And I love you all. I can remember Bishop Marbury would say, I would take $1 million for him. I said, I'll take $1, and some of them I'll give to you free. But I'm in his shoes now. I would take $1 million for him, lady. I love them sheep, and I love them the more when I see them getting back up. Even a righteous man will fall at least 7 times. You run from them. I don't care y'all, you run from them. The Bible say no, not one is righteous. John 3rd chapter, he say you must be born again. Turn around, he said, I'm going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave you some power. But you must be born again. You must be born again. Am I supposed to go back in my mama's womb and be reborn? He said, baby, you ain't got it yet. Except you be born of the water and of the spirit, you shall not see the kingdom of God. We're dealing with a generation today that missed the Google and taught them everything they got. They want to walk up in the church house and teach the preacher what Mr. Google and taught them. I'm going to give you what God gave me. The Lord is upon me today. When you leave out of here today, you will never be the same.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
man is ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
So I made sure that I put that part in there, lady.
All right.
Them young folks practiced that song so they could bring it to you,
oh,
Bishop Cephas.
Beautiful, beautiful.
See? It was worth it. And y'all was nervous, I'm telling you, you see? I told y'all, Lady Siva was going to love this. And if you crack, just go on like you don't know it. I don't know when you're saying the wrong word. Just keep on running, right, lady? Right, lady? The purpose of it is that you brought it up to the Lord. And none of us perfect. Oh. I got you. I feel you. You ain't got to get your Bible. These elders and bishops and apostles had already brought straight up word. If God had given me a scripture, they'd have already said it already. So now you stick me out here, God. But that's the way he do me. This is a new generation, children. You're the Joshua and Caleb. You're taking it on over. Them folks in the book of Numbers, they wouldn't change. God said, I'm going to take them commandments off the walls and off the borders, and I'm going to put them in people's heart. And them folks had enough nerve to tell Almighty God, I know God gave them commandments to Moses because he wrote them with his own finger. He said, you're right. But see, in 2015, I ain't got a one that's going to ride to Jerusalem to offer me up nothing. I ain't got a one of them that's going to be in the synagogue three times a day preaching, praying, nothing. Them folks got to work. I ain't got enough lambs for them. They got to work to pay their bills. And if a man don't work, he ought to just die. You cutting up the land. That's okay. You're going to love me when you love me. Remember, you asked God to fill you up. The word didn't say die. I'll say die. The word says, man don't work, he ought not eat. But me and Mr. Google agree that if you don't eat, you're going to eventually die. Does that make sense? So I bring it down to 2015 and let you know how I feel about it. This is appreciation message. They already took the scriptures from me. God already let them use the ones that I was going to go to. So he must want me to just let him use me. He must be there. You say it ain't in order. But go ask God, why are you using her like that, Lord? Time and day when he's looking for some true preachers that's not afraid to say what he says, say. Setting up there and bought by the sheep. The sheep, I ain't gonna pay no tithes. I ain't gonna come to church tomorrow. I'm gonna miss Bible study and service. I said, you need me. I don't think so. God said, just move them out of the way and keep on rolling. And then I'm gonna work with you. Need you to know, I'm gonna send you a church full of them. And I'm gonna labor with you. Don't ever make God think you need me. He needs you. He said, you don't worship me, you don't let me use. He said, I'll get them rocks over there. I'll cause them rocks to cry out for me. You're going to see some rocks driving up in nice cars. You're going to see some rocks taking your husbands from you. You're going to see, listen, children, don't ever. You can't win against God. Ask Mr. Satan what happened. And he had one third of them angels up there on his side. Listening to what he say. When God got tired of it, he kicked Satan and them angels straight up, straight down. And all the midst of all of that, remember you said you love me. Remember you asked God to fill you up. We're in a day to where we think that's what we think it ought to be. Except you humble yourself and come as this little child. We done got halted. The Bible says knowledge will puff us up. Knowledge will puff us up. Make us think we all that. Keep on missing church service if you want to.
All right.
Anybody got to say nothing to you.
That's all right.
Keep on holding back your little tithes and offering if you want to.
All right.
I'm the guest speaker. You can't holler at
home.
I know what God is talking about up here. See, I'm going to pack up my stuff, and I'm going to get in my vehicle, and I'm going to get on up out of here.
Okay.
I may have these seats. I thank you. My spirit of discernment. Now, let me tell you about that spirit.
All right.
You can be sitting there tending to your own business, so you think. And God open you up just like a book.
Yes, he will.
And he don't do it just to do it. When he do it, it's because he wants me to work
right
with what he showed me. That's what we're missing today is workers. Folks wants to be the elders, the ministers, the men, and they don't want to work. Want to sit back with an entitlement spirit. Well, I ought to this and I ought to. You ought to just get down on your knees and pray and come back up again. That's what you ought to do. I said, God can't get you to work in his vineyard. He don't need you. Remember now, y'all. Y'all said you love me. Whoa, I felt that one. March the 20th, 2008. He said, prepare yourself, darling. I'm going to send you into a nation. He said, they shall fight against thee. So if you didn't pick it up, there's a woman ain't never scared. He said, but don't worry about it because I'm going to deliver you every time. I'm going to deliver you every time. Let them come up against you all day. I'm going to deliver you every time.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So I thank God when I was asked to be the speaker. And then I was doing some work in my bedroom. Had a bunch of my husband, we got so many DVDs, CDs. Every time that man went to the mall with me, straight place, he goes to get him a TV, and I'm trying to find my little dress and my listening. So I went in the mist and I pulled up the DVD, and it was the one that we were here in 2009. And I was able to see the little young me.
All right.
And I saw my tall honey right there in the back of me.
All right.
And Bishop, you turned to him and you told him, they want you to introduce her. They want you to introduce her. And he turned around with his big, tall, handsome self. I want y'all to hear me. I had a tall, handsome husband. I ain't looking for, but that's that one. That one was mine. He could take me. I came under subjection to him. And I know I can be intimidating to a whole lot of men. But if you're a real man, you appreciate what God is doing with men. So as you told him what he was supposed to be doing, I didn't realize it, but that's when he was going down. And he turned and he said, well, there she is right there. She coming. And as I went through that, even the more so, I see why I have to do what God is calling me to do.
I know you're right.
I want to be the light for the rest of you to know that it's important that we be obedient to God and not expect God to be obedient to us.
All right. I know you're right.
It's important that we let God do the thinking, do the ordering. It's important that you let him do a job, whether you understand it or not.
That's right.
We get so accustomed to doing things a certain way that when God comes in, we don't allow him to have his way.
Yeah. All right.
Because we're so accustomed to doing it a certain way.
Yeah.
So if we would just turn loose, let go and let God, we're going to go through this promised land.
Yes. Yes.
And I look among the church and I'm crying out for young people.
Yes.
We're in a generation where young people ain't got no time for no church. It's harder than ever trying to get them, but you got to stay up in there. The devil know what he's doing. If he can get the young folks, he got the old ones. Well, yeah, they still around that same tree in the book of Numbers. 40 years they walked around.
All right.
I'm still talking about the steps of a good man.
Yes.
And when God say man, male, female, all created right. He, them.
That's it.
The steps of a good man.
Yeah.
Is ordered by the Lord. And every man has an opportunity to become that good man if they would just allow God to order their steps. I read as I was doing my study, and he do that often. I used to hear the preachers get up and say, they done took my scripture and whatever it is. I said, they ain't have nothing. Try to play with me. Said, got me sitting up in this church all this time. I'm hungry. They ain't had nothing. Because if God had gave him something, he wouldn't have gave it to somebody else. And then I find myself walking in the same shoes. Listen. I'm just weird. I've been there. I'm going to sit here and pretend like I'm so holy. I'm so righteous. I'm hanging on. I get up in the morning. Lord, forgive me my sins. In the afternoon, forgive me my sins. My flesh say, look, you just woke up. Now, you ain't sin. That's why I'm repenting even the more so. Just in case.
Amen. Just in case.
Amen.
The world says a thin line between love and hate.
That's what they say.
It's a thin line between heaven and hell, and I don't want to miss out fooling around with my flesh.
Amen.
So I looked up the word honor, because I'm here to give you honor today. And it said to esteem and respect. To esteem and respect. And like the sheep in Leesville that I thank God for and I love so.
Yeah.
It just touches my heart when they call me pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor, pastor. To honor God is to give him reverence and homage.
All right.
For God is God alone. Is worthy of the highest honor. And if you would treat him that way, make him priority in your life. And as I teach them, don't treat him different than you do man out there. You go to them jobs. Go to them jobs and miss 3 days if you want to and don't come with a doctor's slip. You ain't gonna have no job. You'll sit home at home and won't go to church and don't think nobody's supposed to say nothing to you about it. Get up out of here. You remember you asked God to fill you up.
All right.
And you also told me how you love me.
All right.
I love you, Pastor. But when we get through this word, remember now you already told me you love me. And I wrote Jesus. It says, Jesus make it plain that one cannot honor the Father unless he also honor the Son. Esteem and honor and respect should be the same to your spiritual leaders.
That's right.
How can you love me and you never seen me, he said. When you can't love and respect your own spiritual leaders.
That's solid.
He said, I told you that I'm going to give you a shepherd according to my heart. Not yours, my heart.
Yes.
I know what you need, Miss Gossiper, Mr. Backbiter, Mr. Whole Mama, Mr. Bankwalk. I know what you need to keep you safe.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a pastor according to my heart.
Yes.
That's going to feed you.
That's
and if you would honor and respect them, you're going to see the honor and respect that is going to come back to you.
Yes.
Respect is earned. So we come today, lady and bishop, to honor and respect them. Let's give them a hand as we stand. As we stand.